The closing market report. This is Dave Dickey joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist John Davis from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated out of Chicago. Good afternoon, John.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
You know, it's been about 3 years. I mean, about the last 3 years, about this time, a little bit later in the summer, something awful has happened. And so it is now gotten almost out of our memory when we hear words like favorable mix of rain and sunshine.
This is true. And but, you know, while we are going to have some relatively anomalous conditions over the next week or two, but those conditions are favorable for crop development in general. We have a warm bias, and but certainly no real heat in the forecast here the rest of this week and on into next week. Temperatures will be averaging out to be above normal, but that's a favorable thing at this stage of the game, mm-hmm. and will continue to be a favorable thing until we, you know, end out the month of June. And rainfall, which will be pretty...
Hello?
Prior into next week.
Well, okay. Let's get a little bit about a little bit more about the rainfall. So timely rains is what we're looking at.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, rainfall prospects, they will be above normal over the next week or two. But the bottom line at this stage of the game is for vast majority of acreage in the Midwest, that is a beneficial situation.
And pollination about 3 weeks out now, three and a quarter weeks out. Anything on the horizon that would change your opinion about the general trend of the weather?
Well, at this stage of the game, the thing to watch as we go into the month of July when, you know, most corn will pollinate during July. And again, this year's pollination window will be relatively large across the Midwest. But the one thing to watch out for is we do have a ridge of high pressure that's beginning to develop across the plains and the Rockies. And so during the month of July, the movement, the intensity, and the precise location of that ridge will really be the key as to if there's going to be any risk here next month. For the rest of June, everything looks very favorable.
Are we close to El Nino? Have we hit El Nino? Where are we on that?
We've dropped off a little bit over the past week's time frame. In fact, water temperatures in the equatorial Pacific have decreased a touch over the past week. So we're not at official El Nino levels here right now, kind of just below those levels of what the official number is, which traditionally a half a degree Celsius above normal across the central equatorial Pacific is a level that you would consider El Nino, but we're not quite there right now.
All right, John, thank you much.
My pleasure, Dave.
John Davis, and he is with Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated out of Chicago. And that is today's closing market report. Have you tried this website yet? WILLAG.org. On it, you'll find all of our audio analysis as well as all the reports from USDA. Won't you go there and try it soon? This is Dave Dickey.